This is the Composer's Datebook for September 4th. I'm John Burge. At New York City's Town Hall, on today's date in 1968, the New England Festival Quartet premiered a new chamber work by American composer George Walker. Walker's String Quartet No. 2 was sandwiched on the program between the String Quartet Opus 95 by Beethoven and Schumann's Piano Quintet, with George Walker performing the piano part in the Schumann. Not surprisingly, since, in addition to studying composition at the Curtis Institute, Walker had studied piano there as well, with the great Rudolf Serkin, no less. What was gratifying, wrote the New York Times music critic the next day, was the fact that the Walker String Quartet held up very well between two such strong works. 28 years later, in 1996, Walker would win the Pulitzer Prize for Music, the first African-American composer to do so. But that was only one of George Walker's many remarkable firsts. He was also the first black graduate of the Curtis Institute in 1945, the first black musician to play New York's Town Hall that same year, the first black recipient of a doctorate from the Eastman School in 1955, and the first black tenured faculty member at Smith College in 1961. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.